So what causes God to be gracious? And what causes God not to be gracious? That's a big question. Now, I don't have an answer as big as the question. I'd like to see in the Scriptures if there are any indications as to what motivates God to act in grace. Now, I will give you a preliminary conclusion. God acts in grace when it benefits His purposes. That's a broad answer. God acts in grace when it benefits His purposes. God's grace is not stimulated by need. It's stimulated by His divine purpose. In fact, that's exactly the way you and I function. That's the way the state functions, the government functions. When the government in a court situation shows grace, leniency to somebody, it is provoked by some government interest, some good of the people, or good of children that the man may have, or good of the wife, or some other consideration that the state thinks it benefits the state or the people as a whole. The state's compassion is not evoked by the tears of the individual. You understand that? It has to be some overriding principle behind which there is a motivation to achieve good in the state itself, or in a family situation or something where other people are benefited other than the one to whom grace is displayed. This is a brief portion taken from Grace 1 in our series, Grace Through the Bible, taught by Michael Pearl. You can locate us at nogreaterjoy.org.